And we did say we will be having an interview with regards to the defining disability with analysis from varying perspectives. Hi, Azue. You work regards to disability. What is it that you do exactly for disability?
Well, I represent EUAD, Universal Accessibility and Disability Services, which is a unit in the university that assists disabled students with their reasonable accommodation. So basically, we see to it that students that are admitted by the university who have disabilities are accommodated and they can access whatever they need in the university.
Are disabilities inherited by any chance?
Well, it depends. Disabilities are not contagious. Mm-hmm. Yeah? They're not contagious, but they can be genetic. It depends. It depends on the disability that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And by them being genetic, it means that they can be passed down in families through the genes. Especially learning disabilities. Yeah?
Mm.
And the problem that we usually have with in regards with this stigma is that people assume that because your family member has a disability, you automatically have a disability as well.
Mm.
And it is not the case. Yeah? It just means that we need to broaden our knowledge and not be ignorant in regards to knowing the different types of disabilities, right?
Mm.
So physical disabilities, it's not uncommon.
Yeah.
It's possible due to a mutation, but it's rare.
Yeah.
Learning difficult disabilities, which is learning difficulty, it's common. It's quite common, but it's not always the case.
Mm.
Yeah, so we can't exactly say they're inherited, but at the same time, we can't say they are not.
Yeah.
But we can't assume.
Yeah, right? And also with genes, nothing can really be certain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fully understand that. Do you guys deal mainly with is it mainly physical and mental disabilities? And how much predominant is it? Is it predominantly physical disabilities, or are there also like some mental disabilities which you guys also do assist in?
We assist with all disabilities. Like, you should remember that every person has a right to education, since you are in a university. So it is within your right to access education, so for as long as you qualify as a student, to be in university, it doesn't matter what disability you have. If you qualify to access university, then it is within our responsibility to make sure that you are accommodated. So be it you have a cognitive, intellectual, mental, physical, sensory impairment, which we mainly call visual, hearing, motor, cognitive impairment, we are supposed to accommodate that.
Yeah. Do you believe disabled people have the same opportunities in terms of education and employment as able people?
As we stand, mm-hmm. that is debatable.
Okay.
It's supposed to be like that because they are people. They have the same rights as everybody else,
yeah.
Yeah, but because inclusivity is not a thing yet, it's not made a thing yet, it's still an idea. But I think gradually the more we have such platforms as whereby we're opened up to speak about disability,
yeah.
Because in fact, the talking is happening. People are speaking. The disabled people, the disabled community, is speaking. But like, we are not at a point whereby people really care enough to listen.
Yeah.
So if we put ourselves in a position whereby we wanted to listen and actually see the gap, because the gap is so huge, which is why the equality is not there yet between the abled community and the disabled community.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, I don't think we are there yet, but we are getting there.
Yeah, and I also feel like it's really unfair to just rule out a person just because they're disabled. People also have different capabilities, and one should not be looked beyond just because of the disability. Why should we care about the creating disability inclusion places?
Because they are brothers and sisters, they are daughters, they are mothers, they are parents, and they are people.
Mm.
they have rights.
Yeah.
Ne? And we shouldn't be dehumanizing people. Ne? And the thing is, I think my issue personally is that people with disabilities are sometimes presumed to be helpless, ne?
Yeah.
And unable to care for themselves or unable to make their own decisions. Ne? And usually the mistake that we make as people is that we always assume that one disability, ne, always, in fact, we presume that a person with a disability has more than one, which is we also give them intellectual disability. Just because you are physically challenged,
yeah,
we assume that you can't think for yourself. Ne? So this automatically means now we are saying that you have more than one disability, right? And which is wrong, and this is what leads to people with disabilities being treated differently,
yes,
right? And often results into them being excluded from a lot of things, like educational and training opportunities. There's exclusion in employment and livelihood opportunities, in fact, and they are sometimes not included in decision making. Yeah? So I think because of those reasons, we want them to be included. We want them to be noticed. We want them to be accepted more than anything. That is why we should care.
Yeah. Ne?
And you shouldn't only care because it affects you directly. Because you should also understand that disability is not something, you don't necessarily have to be born with it. Ne? Like, for instance, today I'm able, I can walk, I can talk, I can do all sorts, like all these things that I want to do. But tomorrow I could be in an accident and a month from now be in a wheelchair.
Mm.
Ne? And then I will want to be accepted. I will want to be treated the same way I was treated when I could walk.
Yeah.
Then it will all start making sense for me. You see, so it shouldn't be the case. We shouldn't wait for something like that to happen. I shouldn't wait to have a child with autism before I start noticing
what it means, yeah,
to have an autistic person living around you. I should just care. You know, it should just happen automatically. It should be a thing.
Yeah.
Because we live around them. It doesn't matter how much of a minority they are, because like the problem is that ableism is the majority, and
yeah,
we don't really put it into depth that we are causing the stigma, we are enabling these things, we are doing it. So up until we change our perspective, so much could change.
Yeah, and that's very true. I think that ignorance is bliss, and I think the more we are open to learning about more certain things and also understanding different people and different capabilities they do have, the more we are able to accept certain people. And it should not have to come home for us to be aware for certain aspects.
Mm.
How do you deal and how do you handle like the different disabilities which you are in the disability department that you work in, and how do you cater for each person as per required?
Well, it all starts with understanding the disability, because disabilities vary, right?
Yes.
So when you understand the disability that you're dealing with, yeah, like for instance, a bipolar and autism, they're more cognitive, right? They have affect mental more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute you understand that there's a lot of senses, yeah, operating now. This person can think, but this person is somewhat routined.
Yeah.
Ne? So understanding that, having that information, you don't have to know everything about it. Ne?
Yeah.
But just putting yourself in a position whereby you want to understand. You want to understand how a blind person navigates. Ne?
Yeah.
Because they usually say that their sixth sense is stronger. Right.
Yes.
And then that's when you allow them, you permit them the opportunity to just move around, and you watch. Man, it's such a beautiful thing to watch, honestly, when you really allow a blind person to be who he or she is. Right.
Yeah.
You're blind, but like you're able.
Yeah, you're
right?
able.
You're able to. Yeah, you're able to have a room, your own room, because like we have students, they live alone in their own room. They don't need to be taken care of.
Mm.
And some of us don't understand how that happens up until you sit with a blind person and you talk to them. You realize that, oh my gosh, wow, you know, like you have so much going on for you, and you appreciate that.
Mm.
You give yourself a chance to chill with a person in a wheelchair, you know.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. It's quite interesting. And only when you actually do that, you care enough to listen, Yeah. Men, you are in a better position now to handle different types of disabilities.
Yeah.
And every day is like for me, it's like, I want to learn more. I can never fully say I know everything there is to know, but like, because I'm open, to learning more, to hearing, what people think, and to understanding. So my understanding and knowledge is improved on a daily, honestly.
Mm.
So it's interaction.
Do you think ignorance is the one thing that blocks people from allowing a perspective to understand that just because a person is disabled doesn't mean they're not able?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, I think ignorance. Because not caring is also being ignorant.
Yeah.
Because some people just don't care. They don't care because it doesn't affect them.
Mm.
That is ignorance, honestly. So to answer your question, it's a definite yes.
Has the department grown in any way? And what are you guys striving for as the year progresses?
Yes, it has. It has. Because right now, currently, we are working with high schools, right? We are going to schools now to talk to special needs schools, to talk to students and to just equip them and try and understand their needs before they even get to us, right? Because a lot of people, like, disability is not a thing that people are embracing, really. That even people who are affected still think that they can't further their education further than a grade 12 matric certificate. Yeah?
Mm.
So now we are actually taking it upon to ourselves to go to these schools and tell them that universities are ready to receive you.
Mm.
And because of that, we are now trying to prepare ourselves to accept and enroll deaf students, which is something that hasn't been done. So we are working on that. We're trying to position ourselves to accommodate deaf students to also be part of the university community. So that is growth. The more we work with schools, the more we learn. Yeah. The more we know what is needed, the more we know what we need to accommodate beforehand. Because now, the more we talk about it, the more people will come, and we want to be able to accommodate them before they get here. So the unit is really growing, and I think even such platforms, like, you know, such interviews being recognized by the university's radio and you guys wanting to hear from us, it's going to put us in a position where people now will know that the disability unit does exist. You add this thing, and we are working. We're there. Talk about us, have people come to us, right? So our mission basically is to have everyone feel included. It's to make inclusion a thing, not just an idea.
And like, what kind of help can we, as people who, like, as the ignorant party, we'll call ourselves, how can we help and assist to cater for, not just like specifically, but to allow a space where these, like, disabled people can allow themselves to grow and groom as we are here to do as well at the university?
That is a very interesting question. Thank you for that. It's simple. We don't even have to do big things like awareness campaigns, right?
Mm.
Just simply having these conversations, because you know that sometimes that's all we need. You just need that friend. You know, like how we are all influential in our corners.
Yeah.
You know, when you're chilling with your friends and you talk about disability, the same way we talk about LGBTQIR, the same way we talk about HIV and AIDS.
Mm.
Now, yeah, but like, people have now embraced those things, and they are now no longer really taboo. The stigma is slowly and gradually fading there. You know,
yeah.
So the same thing should be done with disability. You know, a disabled person should be in a position whereby they don't fear talking about their disability because they are scared that they will be stigmatized. Because it's quite common. It's something that really happens, especially with the non-visible disabilities, right?
Mm.
Which is something that people really need to be schooled about. Because depression is a disability.
Yeah.
Bipolar is a disability that is not visible. So now, just because we can't see a disability, we assume that you don't have a disability and we don't understand why you're acting some type of way.
Mm.
So we don't accommodate you. Now, we like the ignorant people. Yeah. If we now take just a couple of minutes to just somewhat inform ourselves, to just sit and listen, attend seminars or whatever, like read, go on YouTube, just want to know more about like disability, and then take it upon ourselves to want to integrate with people living with disabilities, and understand that disability is not contagious.
Yeah.
Befriending a person with a disability just puts you in a better position of being knowledgeable, because you learn.
Yeah, you learn, definitely.
Yeah, you learn, and you also gain a friend.
Mm.
And when you have that one friend, you will start seeing things differently. And then when you are now talking in circles with other people, you are now spreading that same thing. All of a sudden, everyone wants to have a disabled friend.
Yeah.
And if that was the case, if that is the spirit we had, we would know more about disability. We would be knowledgeable, and we would be talking about it more. And people with disabilities would feel safe around disabled people.
Mm, and it's really unfortunate and that they don't feel safe, because this is not something that they brought upon themselves. This is something that's being given, and it's unfair that we look differently to other people just because of what they are, not because of who they are.
Yes, and imagine, like, now, that's dehumanization.
Mm.
It's like you're saying that, you're saying to a person, you shouldn't be here, you shouldn't be alive. You're now being a god to another human being, which is completely wrong.
It is.
So if we spoke more, especially as people who have platforms, you know, not necessarily have formal seating, because that's the other thing. When you make it seem like it's a serious formal thing, like, it bores people run away. Like, it's not. Like, it's just part of life. It's just how it is. You know, let's just make it a thing.
Let's just adapt and grow together, because at the end of the day, we're all here for the same thing. We're all striving to better ourselves and also to get further in life. We might as well just do it together than just to separate and make others feel indifferent for who they are.
Yeah, and include them. Include them in everything that we do. Include them in making decisions. You know, like, when you want to do, especially when you want to host an initiative that is for integration, include them in the decision making. They know better. They know better than we do. They know their needs more than we do. You know.
Mm.
So if we adapt that that mindset, that they can speak for themselves, they can think for themselves. They are people.
And they are their own. They are their own person, regardless of how they are, how they were. They are themselves, and that's all they're important.
True, very true.
Thank you so much for allowing us to have an interview with you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. I'm hoping to do this very soon again with you guys.